3 million children submitted artwork about their favorite sport to the International Child Art Foundation's Art Olympiad. The foundation selected 100 of those children to showcase their work amidst workshops and performances by their peers. One winner, 11-year-old Matthew Bastian from New Zealand, had to raise $9,000 to travel to the U.S.
I got to the festival by raising money by selling my paintings from about $200 to $1,000 in a fundraising exhibition, and they all went.
At the festival, Matthew and other winners of the Art Olympiad participated in workshops hosted by college professors and major corporations. Art Foundation founder and director Ashfaq Ishak says children deserve the opportunity to explore the different avenues of art.
We at the International Child Art Foundation recognize the power of the arts, but we also recognize the limitation of the arts. So we have to integrate the arts with science, sport, and technology for the development of a child's creativity and for the development of a child's empathy.
The festival's workshops were free and open to the public. Children had the chance to create artwork or listen to drummers and other performers. Toy manufacturer Lego offered children the chance to help build a model of the United States called Creation Nation. Along with integrating art forms, Ishak had the winners of the Art Olympiad engage in collective art projects with members of the foundation board. Most of these children did not speak the same language.
Art is a universal language, so you really do not need all the children to speak the same language, and they communicate through their art.
This year, Art Olympiad winners created collective artwork for supporters of the foundation. Cecilia Chandra is a youth board member from Indonesia supervising one collective artwork.
Right now I'm helping with the children from around the world. We are doing a painting, and it's basically for Adidas. So we are doing painting that connected to Adidas.
Ishak hopes the art program will help nourish empathy in children.
We give them leadership training and hoping that these would be the children, the next generation, that will build a more just, more prosperous, and a non-violent world.
The International Child Art Foundation hopes to showcase this year's artwork in Chicago, Shanghai, and later in Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. This is Ruth Reeder for VOA News.